morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Emerald Coast Coins is here. Stephanie Dodson has joined us for the morning and going to give us updates on, well, where's the, how's the money doing?
Everything.
Okay, how's morning. The money doing in this country? So tell us about Emerald Coast Coins, because a lot of folks may have heard of you, but really don't know what y'all do.
For sure. So we are a family-run, veteran-owned business. We have been around for we're on 24 years this year. So like the longest any of us have ever been anywhere, like in our entire lives, because my dad's retired Navy.
Wow.
And my dad and his friend were metal detecting, and they're like, hey, you know, I think we can make a business out of this. And that's how it blossomed.
Wow. Yeah. Cause he used to be out on the beach a lot, right? Finding
like
treasures all the time.
And dad's not like a middle of the day when everybody's sitting at the beach. He's like, if it's dark out, I have my lamp on and I'm at the beach, like looking for stuff, like before dawn breaks,
right?
He was looking for stuff. Yeah. He loved it.
I love that. That's awesome.
So we've been around 24 years. We started, I think they started like at the flea market and then moved to brick and mortar over near CC's, and now we have our own building just right up the street.
Well, I always say on this show that I go by there all the time. They're right on Creighton Road, and they're always, the parking lot's always full. You have quite a consistent clientele that comes in. And
we do. It is so busy. And you know, gold and silver prices, and we'll get into them in a minute, but you know, gold and silver prices, I think, are kind of like driving everybody to come in right now. Like it goes up a couple of dollars and everybody rushes in, and then it drops that $3 and everybody rushes back in. Like,
right.
So they're like, we're constantly busy. Mm-hmm. So busy. Like we changed our store hours earlier this year.
Right.
So like we're a Monday through Friday shop. We've been that for a while. Monday through Thursday, we open 9 until 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Fridays, we're 9 until 5 right now. We close for lunch every day.
Right.
So we can have a break. From 12:30 to 1, we close for lunch. So if
it's
you come
okay.
up and pull on that door, like, you're not going to see us. We're hiding and eating.
It's okay. That's okay. You and the pharmacy. So.
That's it, right? Exactly.
That's right.
Even if it's a half an hour at
there
least.
There you go, for sure. So what are you seeing? What are some of the trends that you're seeing now? And I guess, do you have the numbers for us?
Because I do.
It's so in the headlines right now.
It is so in the headlines
right now. I don't remember
right
when I was younger, the people talking about it as much as they
Same.
Do now.
Like, yeah, no. Like, none of this stuff it was talked about back then, I feel like. Unless,
me
you know,
either.
But
Unless,
again, we're younger, probably just living our best little,
maybe
like,
I was just
20-year-old something life.
Listening to too much rock and roll.
Girl, same. Girl, same. So, yes, today gold is at $4,354.
Wow.
It dropped from yesterday,
mm-hmm.
so it dropped about 50 bucks. Not huge swing for gold, honestly. Like, that's, like, just change, right? Silver is at $64.50.
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday it was, like, $67, $68. When you're buying and selling silver, that little $2 difference seems like a huge change.
Right.
So, and I don't know how else to explain it. It's just how the numbers work, I guess. Like, just, but that $2 makes a huge difference for
mm-hmm.
the silver. Is it, you know, should you still buy and sell? Yeah, it's still high.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's still over 60 bucks. Like, dang, come on.
Right. So let me ask this, because I've never bought silver or gold myself,
uh-huh.
but I have exchanged jewelry
yes.
in the past, and I know that's something that you do. But can you explain a little bit, if I wanted to come in and make that investment,
mm-hmm.
how does that process work? I mean, how does it work? I have
yes,
no idea.
Sure. So when people come in and they're just starting to figure out like what they want to do, if they want to buy gold or silver, like I'm not an investor, so I don't really give investment advice.
Mm-hmm.
However, I give my personal opinion on everything. Obviously, I don't have a problem doing that, you know, and, you know, we just talk about like the gold to silver ratio, which I cannot tell you the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
That's my brother's job because he's got that math brain.
Right.
But we talk about the gold, the silver, like how things have trended throughout the years.
Do you buy it by the ounce? How does it?
Yep. So you buy it, you can buy it by the ounce. You can buy it by the gram. You can go as far down as a gram. And, you know, we just talk about what you're comfortable with. Some people are comfortable spending, and not even $4,000, because you can get like a small piece of gold, a gram, you know, it'd be like less than a couple hundred dollars right
mm-hmm.
now. Or, you know, that ounce, which is a little over $4,000. But like silver, $67.
So right.
$60 is a lot easier to swallow sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And I will have people who will come in every week. to buy that, like, buy silver.
Interesting.
Every week to buy silver. And then, like, maybe once a month they'll buy a little piece of gold, whether it's a gram, a tenth ounce.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how they personally stack, you know, stack their stuff.
Right. Well, if you have a question for Stephanie about buying and selling gold and silver, she's our expert this morning on the expert panel. So text in your question at 850-437-1620. Or maybe you've been collecting gold and silver for some years. Love to hear some of your thoughts or comments. Again, that number is 850-437-1620. We'd love to hear from you.
Definitely. Now, and you mentioned, like, jewelry, too. So we obviously buy the gold and silver jewelry. We don't buy it based off of how pretty it is.
Mm-hmm. No.
Unfortunately, no. So I always tell people, especially when they bring in, like, whether it's, like an engagement ring they upgraded or whatever, like, I'm always a starting off point for that kind of stuff. Because I'm going to buy your jewelry based off the weight of the gold, the carat of the gold, and if it has diamonds, which is the only stones we buy, the size of the diamonds.
Gotcha.
The diamond market is really soft right now because of those lab-created diamonds that came out.
Mm-hmm.
Lab-created diamonds are beautiful. I'm not knocking them. It's just, you know, it's take the earth mine diamonds have
They're
taken a hit.
Not the real thing.
They're just, yeah, exactly.
They're pretty.
They're so pretty. The earth mine diamonds have just taken a hit. So, you know, all of that goes into account on top of the fact we do paperwork for the police department to make sure that you're a good citizen and I'm following the rules. Because I am only going to jail if I'm, like, stalking Rob Thomas, you know. So, you know, we have to do all that. So all that plays into account. So when we do jewelry, we have to itemize every piece. And we stop taking jewelry an hour to an hour and a half prior to close, depending on how busy the day has been.
Right, because it takes time.
Because it takes time, and sometimes we get backed up, so like so we have to put the pause on it.
Right, but something to clarify too, we've mentioned it before, but you're not a pawn shop.
I'm not a pawn shop.
So what does that mean?
So I'm not a pawn shop. That means once you sell your stuff to me, it's mine forever. You can't come back and ask for it. After 30 days, it goes and gets it goes to the refinery, and it, you never see it again.
Right.
You know, pawn shops and us have similarities on how we have to do paperwork and we have to hold this stuff. But I think there's veers a little bit differently because, again, they charge interest and stuff. I don't know how it works to get it back. And we keep it forever.
Right. Okay. So that is a big difference.
That is a big difference.
So, but it is a great place to go if you want to get the full value for your jewelry.
The best, I feel like most of our customers come back. We always tell everybody to shop around. You know, it does not ever hurt to get second, third, fourth opinions. Get the best bang for your buck, girlfriend. You know, get what you can for your stuff.
Right.
I'm just here to help you facilitate that.
Well, in addition to the gold and silver that they take care of, you also, I would encourage anyone to stop by their store if you have an afternoon, maybe at some point where you could stop by. Definitely do, because it's like a museum of interesting coins and dollars it's really fascinating. I've loved going over there, and there's some really cool coins. I always want to mention this because I think it's the coolest coin ever. The one that you have that's from BC.
The Athenian owl is a 440-449 BC coin. And, like, you know, somebody put work into that.
Yeah.
Like, with their hands.
Yeah,
with the machine.
No machines back then, that's for sure.
Right? And, like, so that's over, what, 2,500 years old?
Yeah.
Just sitting there in the store.
And you can just take a look at it.
You can just touch it.
Piece of history, which is really neat.
It's my favorite.
But I also love the idea of gifts.
Yes.
And the silver eagles that you have are a great gift. Talk a little bit about some of the gift ideas, especially now we're in
gifting season.
I've got a relative who's already Christmas shopping. What can I say?
Same. I did a little bit already, too. But yeah, we're already in the gifting season. So, like, get them now because Silver Eagles, so the 2026 Silver Eagles, they've been making them since 1986. And the 2026 Silver Eagles, they'll get harder to get the closer we get to December.
Right. That makes sense.
So, like, because they're going to stop production and they're going to start making 2027 Silver Eagles. Get them while you can because it will get more difficult and their prices will fluctuate.
There's a neat gift if you know someone's getting married or someone that's got, it's a great birthday gift, but also if someone's graduating. I just think it's kind of a neat thing, a little memento that they can keep.
It's a great little, it's a great little everything gift.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, even for the littles, you know, 1, 2, 3 years old, you know, a piece of silver and especially 1, 2, and 3 year olds, they're not going to know.
Right.
That you're investing in their future, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I have a friend who got their nieces and nephews every year, they would get them a silver eagle.
Oh, neat.
So
for their birthday?
For their birthday.
Oh, what a great idea.
You know, or for Christmas or the holidays or whatever. So that way, by the time they graduated, it would be from like the year they were born on.
Wow.
Not from the beginning.
Yeah.
From the year they were born to current. You know, the kids don't need toys all the time.
Right.
We all spoil them enough. I say that as I literally bought my niece another stuffed animal this weekend. Like, whatever.
Guilty.
It's fine. She's perfect, so it's fine.
I'm sure she is. No doubt about it.
She's perfect for her Aunt Steffi.
Uh-huh.
I say they don't need toys, but I still buy them. But, you know, silver also is awesome, too. And they come, with different pictures on them, with horses and pigs and lions and... You know, all kinds of stuff that these kids can look at and be like, well, it's cool and I like it. And like superheroes or whatever.
Right.
And it gets them into it. Silver is a lot for, to spend on a kid who you're thinking about, who might be thinking about collecting. But there's other things they can collect, too. Like we have wheat pennies.
I love that.
You know, and we all grew up looking for the wheat pennies, going on trips. Like, here, look in the bag and see, pull out the wheat pennies, you know. And, wheat pennies are great for a little starter. Even just current change, you can get the little folders that we grew up with too, the little Whitman blue
folders.
That's
what I had, I would get so excited when I find a nickel, because I have from nickels and dimes and pennies. So I had all the little booklets in my room.
Exactly, and you can still get those books today, and you can get it with current stuff. So then the kids could just look for the years and put them in their little booklets.
Mm-hmm.
That's 5 cents. You know, you're spending 5 cents because you're just getting change.
And I've mentioned this before, but my father liked to collect coins, and
yes.
So one Christmas, when I guess I forget what year it was, I'm sure you know. But I have the collection for the state quarters.
Yes.
Finding the quarters from every state.
Yep, 2007, I think, 2008 it started. Yep.
Yeah, so Georgia and North Carolina were easy, but now talking about Wyoming and Alaska, that was a little
tough.
Those
were hard.
Yeah.
And then they did the territories.
Oh, they did?
So the Virgin Islands, Guam.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yep, so those are difficult to find, too.
I
Puerto
guess
Rico,
so.
Those are still people come in looking for those.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have a whole gambit of those coins anymore, but I have a select few.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a little bit right now, if people are looking for them.
Because I've got a couple blanks in that. I have the folder.
See, you got to finish it. I bet I have them.
I bet you do.
You're going to be texting me later, girl.
Stephanie Dawson is here. She is with Emerald Coast Coins. If you've got a comment or a question, just text it on in at 850-437-1620. I mean, have you got a coin in your jewelry box that you're thinking, what is this from? So
right.
She probably has a good idea and can fill you in on the details.
Sometimes.
And if not, she can ask her brother.
I can ask my brother. You knew I was fixing to say that. You totally knew.
I knew.
I was getting ready to say that. So, we can ask my brother. We have a... you can call us at the store, 850-473-1515. I have a cell phone that you can text stuff to also. So, you can text us pictures front and back, and we can try and help you. Because I'd never want somebody to drive, hey, I'm coming from, Fulmington or whatever.
Right.
And then it'd be not worth your drive. Please call me first.
There you go. And you can find them on Facebook. She does updates on Facebook on a pretty regular basis.
I have definitely slowed down this past year doing updates, and that's because it's so crazy busy.
Well, sure. That makes sense
right?
to me.
I try to make sure my hours are up to date, and if we're going to close for a holiday, we close, for Labor Day, I try to make sure that's posted.
Right.
So that kind of stuff I try to keep up with. But everyday stuff, I've definitely been lacking. You can message us on Facebook, but I prefer you called and texted us pictures because that's going to be easier right now.
Okay, what's that number again?
So it's 850-473-1515.
Okay, talking with Stephanie Dawson with Emerald Coast Coins. And even though the title of your business is coins, you also have paper money and other things in the shop. Can you talk a little bit about that too?
So we do have coins and currency. Mm-hmm. We just, just Emerald Coast Coins. But and we have currency. We have obsolete notes, Confederate notes, old large bills from before. We have all kinds of cool old money.
I was going to say, because we're the city of Five Flags, so I would imagine that there have been some things brought in that were discovered here. There's been so much excavation lately, even Palafox Street. They had some archaeologists out there just to make sure as they were digging up. And UWF is pretty well known with their archaeology department.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wouldn't be surprised if you have some little treasures coming in
they
every now and then.
They probably wouldn't bring anything into me. However, there's always cool stuff you can find around here. The Pensacola, so a lot of cities had their own banks, too. Mm-hmm. So we have, we had the other day a $20 banknote, Bank of Pensacola note.
Really?
Yeah, super cool.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
Really?
So cool. And they had larger notes, too. I don't have any of those right now, but
those
are my
cool.
favorite.
That's cool. What year would that be around?
28, maybe? I don't know.
Wow.
The 30s? I don't know. That's my brother's job.
That is very cool.
That's
a neat
brother's.
That'd be a neat present.
That would be a super cool present. We only have one of those right now that I saw. I'm looking to see if I can figure it out.
Well, in the meantime, I'll mention another thing that can make a fun gift. And I've mentioned this before, but I had some friends getting married, and I was able to get the little halfpenny for their shoe.
Sixpence for their shoe.
That was pretty cool. And it was really cute because they took their shoes off right away and put
I love it. Yeah, so I did that,
too. Put it in there right before they walked down the aisle. It was just the neatest little thing.
It is one of the best things. And I think those are one of the most unique gifts you can give.
They loved it.
Like, we always talk about, you know, something borrowed, something blue, and a sixpence. We've all grown up saying that, right? And now to be able to physically give it, is just like the best.
Very, very cool.
And they're not very, you know, they're like $3 or $4. They're not very expensive. And it's just like, the brides usually are just like, this is the most unique thing I've ever had.
And they said to me after, with all the gifts they got, they came up and said that was one of their favorites.
Yep, exactly.
So that's kind of a neat thing to do.
Yes.
So I would encourage you to stop by the store. It's over on Creighton Road. You can't miss it. Because if you walk through, I was in there for a lot longer than I had planned.
Right? That's what usually happens.
It's like a museum. They have all these different coins and currency on display.
Yep.
It's fascinating. There's a whole world out there.
It's so crazy. Like, when I first started working for my dad, like, I was like, I don't really care about all this stuff, but now all this stuff I'm super invested in, and it's so cool just to see it all.
And there's definitely, numismatics, that's it.
Yes.
Numismatist.
I am a numismatist.
Yes.
And I am in numismatics.
Yeah, I love it. So give that address again, if you would.
So it is 1811 Creighton Road. It's almost smack dab in the middle of 9th and Davis, right? We are open Monday through Friday. Monday through Thursday, we're 9 to 4. Friday, right now, we're 9 to 5. We close for lunch from 12:30 to 1 daily. And we stop taking your jewelry an hour to an hour and a half prior to closing, just depending on how busy we are.
Gotcha. Okay. And remember, if you do find a coin, don't clean it.
Don't clean it. Yeah. So we were talking about the jewelry box, and I was going to say that. Don't clean your coins. Even if you're trying to figure out the date, bring it in or text us a picture and we will try and help you figure it out. Because if it's an expensive coin and you clean it, you're going to just decimate that value.
Right, right. And that's so interesting because I never would have thought that. I thought I should bring it in all new and shiny looking.
Yep, exactly. Nope, you want to keep, just like anything antique you get, you want to keep it as like natural and original as possible. For sure.
Okay, so what are some of the other things? And when people come in and they're looking at coins, what have you heard that people use them for gifts for? I know we talked a little bit about graduations and things.
Graduations, weddings, anniversaries is a big one.
Oh,
like, especially.
Yeah.
And, like, even birth years, you know, we talked about birthdays, but, like, you know, if sometimes we go back, like, 100 years, if we can find a coin that was 100 years prior to the birth, that's super cool, right? Sometimes they're just looking for like wartime era stuff.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. 1942 maybe, or like something
like 42 through 40, like 5-ish. A lot of people like that, or they want to go back further to the 1700s, which is a little bit more difficult. And I don't get those coins in as often, but when I do, it's amazing.
Right. Well, I think it's kind of neat because every time you go by there, there might be a different coin or something new that's
always
in the shop.
There's always rotating, I feel like. We always have, like, rotating. Now, there's some coins that stick around for a while, but there's, like, a lot of them. Like, my favorite, you know, we've talked about besides the Athenian owl, is the Morgan dollars and the Peace dollars, the cowboy money. You know, because, like, what if that coin was on a heist? Like, in a bank robber or something?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
the stories could tell.
Right? Maybe it was Doc Holliday's money. Who knows?
Yeah, when you think of the hands that money passes through, the journey of a coin.
Exactly.
That might be an idea for a movie. Probably not.
No. But, you know.
You never know.
Tombstone.
Yeah, there you go. This is 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. You can always text in a question if you've got one for Stephanie. I love the different gift ideas that we have, and it is the holidays coming up, so you can always find something. I have confessed here on the show that I have a big reunion coming up, and I've been discussing with Stephanie. I can't share the year. I just refuse to date myself on air. However, I'm really excited because I'm going to get quarters from the year that we all graduated.
Yes.
And I just think that's going to be
great.
Not too expensive. I mean, I think it's going to be something I can afford to do and give to everybody. And I just think it's just something neat to
have
that year on a coin, you know? So I'm excited about that.
They're all going to appreciate that. And I can't wait, like, to hear their reactions.
Oh, yeah. I'll be getting pictures. We'll be definitely doing some pictures with them and everything. So that's something that's really fun. But I never would have thought of that, Stephanie, if I hadn't met you on this show.
Isn't that so crazy? Like, and when I first started working for my dad, I was just like, I need a different job than the job I had. The job I had was not my most favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I will learn whatever. And he was like, are you really sure about that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, yes. Yes. And then he was like, oh, well, look at her. She actually can learn things. Just kidding. But, you know, and I had my store out in Milton for the longest time. We had the two stores, and then we combined them back into one because it's busy. But, yeah, it's just all the information that, one, sticks to my head, and just the cool factor of the stuff you learn.
Mm-hmm.
And then the people you get to meet. Like, I've watched kids grow up.
Collecting. Wow.
From, like, 10, 12 years old to now, like, being, like, little lawyers and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's, like, crazy to me.
I love it. If you're just joining us, this is Stephanie Dotson. He's here with us from Emerald Coast Coins. And it's a great opportunity for your kids to learn a little something different. They can get know a little bit about history, great gift ideas.
Yes.
I mean, so many things that you can do if you want to stop by the shop and start collecting. And one of the things, too, if for some reason someone maybe is listening but they're not here in Pensacola, is there a place where you can go? Is there a book? Are there websites? If I wanted to look up a coin or learn more about coin collecting, where can I go?
So I'm like, there are websites out there. I would not choose like YouTube or anything like that. Like Google AI, I would not personally go with those because they're just going to take what people look the most, you know, and search
right.
it. My favorite book is called The Red Book by Whitman. They put them out every single year, and it's like the Bible for the American coins, right? So that's my favorite book. It not only tells you how to grade the coin,
right?
It shows you the different coins from like pre-colonial up to current, and it's so cool. It tells you their weights and
it's just called the Red Book.
It's the Red Book.
Okay,
the Red Book.
So look for the Red Book,
and it'll be so this year they put out like for quote unquote next year. So it's the 2027 Red Book is the current one now.
Oh, okay. So
yes.
It's already out. Okay,
yes,
that's very cool.
Because it's
going to
have all the coins that they have printed or are printing for this year.
Okay. So somebody just texted in. What about those 250 year anniversary coins advertised late at night on TV? What are your thoughts about some of those kind of things?
Because
you see this all the time.
I do. Yes. Late at night shopping is horrible for me too on like TikTok and whatever. But so no. I'm
not
a fan. Be
careful.
Yes, be careful with that stuff because they're going to charge way more than like any of these local brick and mortar shops like us are going to charge. Any local coin shop. Those places are going to charge way more. You know, bring in, if you have a question, bring in like a picture of it. Say, this is what I found. Like, do you have anything like that? And how much is it? And ask questions. Again, they tend to charge a lot. There are some cool things out there. The half dollars and the new dimes they came out with. The dimes, you can get change. I got a dime and change the other day. The half dollars, we have some at the store. And they're not very expensive. Like, they're going to sell them for like $80, $90.
You know,
we sell them raw just as they come like from your pockets for you know a buck
right.
or two. So don't spend $90 on a piece of clad 50 cent piece. Please.
Okay. Yeah, and if you see that ad or something, you could bring it into the shop or
bring
text it
into
to her
the
and
shop
just
and
make
ask
sure it's
questions.
Legit.
I
make
always
sure it's legit.
Yeah, ask questions and I can help you find a better price, hopefully.
Okay. All right. Stephanie Dotson is here with Emerald Coast Coins. Got a minute or so left. Stephanie, anything you want to mention before we go?
Let's see. I can't think of anything off the top of my head like that's new going on right now. But if we're busy, please just give us some grace. I think that'd be my biggest thing right now because even though we have a full staff, like we have been so busy lately. Like some people just have to sit there and wait, and I appreciate you waiting. Just give us a little bit of grace.
There you go.
They can
again,
do that. Yep. And then just call, like again, call with any questions so you don't have to drive out there. If we don't answer right away, again, it's because we're busy, but it's 850-473-1515. And somebody can give you the cell phone number to text pictures to.
Excellent.
We're at 1811 Creighton Road. We're a Monday through Friday shop, 9 to 4 Monday through Thursday, 9 to 5 on Friday. We close for lunch from 12:30 to 1 o'clock daily.
Okay. And if you have time, I really would encourage you to stop by because, and if you've got grandkids or kids, bring them in because I'm telling you, it's just a whole nother world. And to see their faces light up when they start to get into, oh, that's a eagle coin. And they start to really.
It's a great learning experience, especially like for the homeschool kids or even the not homeschool kids. Like you can learn so much more when you can be hands-on.
Right.
I've always been a proponent of that. Hands-on learning is the best way to learn.
No question about it. And you got the experts right there. Between
we
her
do.
And her brother, they'll have an answer for you.
We try.
Okay, that phone number one more time in the website.
850-473-1515. Look us up on Facebook.
Oh, there you go, on Facebook. That's right. And you can find them at Emerald Coast Coins.
Oh, Emerald Coast Coins. Yep, thank you.
All right, thanks so much, Stephanie, for coming in. It's always fun. I can't wait to get my reunion coins.
I can't wait either.
This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel.